But thinking of the Chiefs, one thing that we've hit on throughout this week, and Dane and Hughes kind of had mentioned it as well, we were discussing this offense. Yes, turnovers, but also the deep passing game. That's been a huge topic, I think, nationally this week around Patrick Mahomes. Is the average depth of target only still the 140-plus yard through the air pass, 44-yard touchdown to Rashee Rice a couple weeks ago. This is another team they're going to face Sunday, much like the Falcons. Plays a ton of zone. The Falcons were like top three in NFL in zone coverage.
Number one.
And who's number one?
The Chargers. Number one. The Chargers play zone more than any team in the rest of the NFL, which means one of two things. Now, it probably means another big day for Rashee Rice or another big day for Travis, or not another, but the first big day of the season for Travis Kelce, because those are their zone eaters. These should be good matchups for this team. But one different stat stood out to me, because zone does lead for the underneath, the give him the pass, let him run, all the things that we're seeing out of the Chiefs offense these first 3 weeks. Patrick Mahomes is also facing the lowest pressure rate in his entire NFL career right now. So there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to push the ball downfield. He has time, Gold. I think the initial thought is, does he have time? He has time. 19.4% of his dropbacks is the lowest pressure rate of his career. That, of course, over to Chris Clark over at Arrowhead. So, like, I appreciate the stat. But it's like, if you know that now, you're three games into it, you've gotten a sense of it, I think you can take the time to let the zone get beat this week to see if you can get the ball down the field. The Chargers are an okay pass rush team. Joey Bosa didn't even practice yesterday. So their best pass rusher is not even on the field. They're down to Khalil Mack, who's been pretty good this year, but he hasn't been the world beater that Trey Hendrickson. You've already made the switch at left tackle. I think that you need to take some intentional deep shots this week. And somehow, because of the zone, I know they'll be tempted gold for what you just said. The team who ran the third most zone in the Falcons, they picked apart. It was a great matchup for them. They could just go back to the well and do the same thing. Now, if I were the Chargers, I'd be thinking that too, and it'd be like, time to change. But you never know with Harbaugh. He's an old school coach. Do you actually think they'll take a deep shot this week?
No, of course they'll take one shot. Sure,
they took one to save the worthy last. I mean,
there's going to be an opportunity in this game to do that. You know, do I think suddenly we're gonna have a game where they have three passes completed of 40 plus yards? No, I mean, I just don't think that's where they're at right now. I also think defense is still with the way they're playing them. I don't believe that's in the cards necessarily. Also, this kind of game, I don't know. We'll have our predictions later on in the 1 o'clock hour during the fan club. We got a couple special guests stopping by the way. We'll get to that a little later. I don't think this is a high-scoring affair. I also don't think it's game script where we discuss how Andy handles a game that you think is going to be in the 30s versus game that you think could be in the low 20s. And this is a game, for me, that I believe is in that 21-17 type of range. You know, like Chiefs win 21-17 is kind of the number that's been in my mind the last couple days. I don't think this is a Chiefs put up 35-point type of game. And so that isn't likely the script. I think if there's opportunities down the field, of course they're going to take them. But man, if it's anything like the Falcons, they're going to play all this zone. Rashee Rice underneath, Travis Kelce, maybe for the first time all the year, depending on how the Chargers play him, underneath. There's just a lot of yards after catch capability when you're going up against a team like this. I think we'll see the wide receiver screens again a lot.
You think we're just right back to the well? I mean, if they run a bunch of zone, Andy's not afraid to take what he gets. And I think with Mahomes in particular, I think it seems fairly obvious now that he had to completely change the style of quarterback that he was for an entire year. And it's taken him a little while to get his feet back under him. Do I worry about Patrick Mahomes' ability to adjust? No. Because when he had to start throwing the short passing game, do you remember how long it took him to adjust to that? Goldie, he was throwing the ball down the field all the time. It wasn't working. It took him like half a season. Like, it takes most quarterbacks to be like, oh, damn, I am not going to be able to do what I want to do. This stinks. I'm going to have to like dink and dunk this thing all year. You want me to play like this? And so now he's back in the flip side of that, where between Worthy, Rice, and I think what will, and protection, it appears based on three games of evidence, I think it'll take him a few more games before he's like, oh, I got time. I got time to figure out how to get this ball down deep. The team's going to know you've got time, because I don't think I spent my entire training camp watching Patrick Mahomes throw 17 deep balls a day to Xavier Worthy to not think that they're eventually going to try to open that up. Maybe it's not this week. Maybe it's not against the Chargers because of the way they run zone. But it's coming eventually, isn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, they're not even last year, which was frustrating. There were opportunities to Kadarius Toney and MVS deep down the field. We all remember that Eagles game, was that Monday Night Football, where MVS was open, dropped it. So even with those guys, they were able to scheme up situations to get them open down the field. So yeah, it's going to happen eventually. But I just, you know, every single week right now, that's not probably in play. I mean, we saw the one I keep mentioning, the one to Rashee Rice over 40 in the air. Doesn't mean you can't have a 40 plus yard completion yards after catch, but in the air. Yeah. They're probably only getting one or two opportunities to do that in a game right now. And so you got to connect on one of those two. And if you don't, then you're going to go through a game where it's not there.
Yeah. And that's what, yes, exactly. But I also think that they're going to have to keep testing that, or teams will force them back into what the offense looked like last year.